With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Authorities on the scene of that train collision with a fire truck in Delray Beach, Florida this morning. Three firefighters and 12 passengers have been hurt. There were no reports of any fatalities. Russian President Vladimir Putin has, quote, apologized to his Azerbaijan counterpart for what he calls a tragic incident following the crash of that Azerbaijan airliner in Kazakhstan that killed 38 people. He did stop short, though, of having any type of responsibility attached to the Kremlin. BBC correspondent John Donison.
The White House spokesperson John Kirby said there were early indications that pointed to the possibility the plane was brought down by Russian air defense systems. The Kremlin has again refused to comment. But Russia's civil aviation agency said Ukrainian drones were active in the area around Grozny, the plane's original destination at the time. Given the huge fireball that erupted when the plane crash-landed in Kazakhstan, it's remarkable there were any survivors.
Also at SRNnews.com, lawmakers seeking to ban new sales of Chinese-made drones.
The argument is they could be used to spy on Americans and that the low-cost models are hurting the U.S. drone industry. But U.S. users, spanning from police officers to farmers to mappers and filmmakers, have come to rely on Chinese-made drones, especially those by DJI Technology, for their work or lives. Florida has banned Chinese drones in state-funded programs, but also appropriated $25 million to help offset replacement costs. John Scott reporting.
Panama's leader rejecting Donald Trump's idea that his incoming administration would try to resume or get control of the canal again. Panama says that just won't work. This is SRN News. Canada targets ministries and pro-lifers.
Lawmakers in Ottawa are considering a new budget for the country, and amongst its numerous proposals is one to remove the tax-exempt status of thousands of parachurch Christian organizations that do everything from shelter the homeless to provide mental health counseling. Another budget recommendation would remove the tax-exempt status of any group that campaigns against abortion. Church leaders are urging Canadian lawmakers to reject the proposals. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Israelis increasingly moving out of the country since the Hamas attack in 23. The government estimates 40,000 people departed long-term during the first 7 months of this year, 59% increase over the same period in 2023. In the meantime, some 33,000 people have moved back into the country since that attack. This is SRN News. NATO getting involved in that undersea intrigue of the Baltics. We have the latest on that story now from correspondent Keith Peters.
NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte says the military alliance will step up patrols in the Baltic Sea area as Finnish investigators work to establish whether a ship linked to Russia sabotaged undersea cables there this week. Finnish authorities seized control of the ship, the Eagle S, on Thursday. They're trying to establish whether it damaged a power cable linking Finland and Estonia and several data cables. It was the latest in a string of incidents involving the disruption of key infrastructure in the region. In a post on X, Rutte said that he had spoken to Finland's president and that NATO will enhance its military presence in the Baltic Sea.
On Wall Street Friday, the Dow lost 333 points. More details at SRNnews.com.